This morning on Wake Up with Hope, Jesus 101 will be with us to share a morning devotional thought. Plus, Stephen Adetumbi joins us for special music, and the Let's Pray team will be here with us to pray.
And Live It in the Kitchen is back with some health tips. Come along with us. Good morning, friends. Thank you for waking up with hope. We are excited to be here and waking up with you.
Yes, we are. On this bright fall morning, we will plant flowers of hope in your heart as you experience the love of Jesus. That is our prayer.
Amen. You know, we love spending time with you every morning, and we are thankful to be able to be here with you today. You know, we wonder, what's your favorite segment of our program? What's your favorite part of Wake Up with Hope? Let us know. Contact us, and we'd love to hear from you. You can send a message on our Wake Up with Hope Facebook page. Well, today's program is full of blessings, so we want to get started. We're going to have a morning devotional. We're going to have some music, health tips, and more. But first, we have this day in history.
On this day in history, in 2001, Microsoft released the Xbox gaming console, dramatically influencing the history of consumer entertainment technology. Microsoft is said to have lost $4 billion on the initial Xbox, but its successors have sold over 100 million units and continue to set the standard for entertainment systems. While many of us may not play video games, we cannot deny the incredible impact they have had on our society today. According to data on gamers, 3.24 billion people are gamers. Microsoft had no idea of the incredible investment they were making at the time, way back in 2001. Though they initially lost money, undoubtedly they've regained that several times over.
You know, friends, there's an important verse in the Bible that speaks of losing to win. Mark chapter 8, verse 35 says, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it." So how is it with you today, friends? Are you holding on to your earthly life, clinging to it with all of your might and afraid to let go? Or are you letting it go, losing it entirely, knowing that in reality you're losing nothing? Instead, you're gaining all of eternity. Well, today we hope that you will let go of your earthly life and cling to the heavenly so you can find true freedom, love, and happiness.
Amen. Are you or someone you know struggling with high cholesterol? Maybe you're looking for tried and true ways to prevent high cholesterol. Well, we've got you covered. Live It in the Kitchen is here with us with some tips on how to reduce cholesterol with nuts.
When it comes to your health, it's okay to go a little nuts, especially since heart disease is so prevalent in our country.
In fact, one-third of Americans have high LDL cholesterol, the bad kind of cholesterol. Those with high total cholesterol have twice the risk of heart disease compared to people whose cholesterol levels are under 200.
With heart disease being the number one killer in the United States, researchers advise us to go nuts with our health.
Back in 1993, Loma Linda University Health made a landmark discovery that reversed the health advice from the American Heart Association. Up until then, the organization advised the public against eating nuts because of the high fat content.
However, Dr. Joan Sabate discovered that adding 1 to 2 servings of nuts to our daily diets could actually cut our risk of having a heart attack in half. During the initial study, the researchers put subjects on a 2-month diet known as the American Heart Association Step 1 diet to lower cholesterol.
Half of those subjects were fed the same diet with 20% of the calories coming from walnuts. The following month, the group switched.
The walnut diet lowered much more the cholesterol, particularly the LDL cholesterol that is considered the bad cholesterol, without changes in the good cholesterol, the HDL cholesterol.
Nuts are rich in unsaturated fat, a healthy type of fat that our bodies need to reduce LDLs, the bad cholesterol in our blood. In addition, walnuts have high levels of omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3s help lower levels of triglycerides, a type of fat in the bloodstream. But nuts are also loaded with protein.
Percent-wise and quantity-wise is even greater than the protein that is in meat or in many other animal products. Besides fat and protein, nuts have many other micronutrients, such as minerals, vitamins.
For more than 20 years, Dr. Sabate has been studying the effect of nuts on our health and summarized that 1 to 2 servings of nuts a day lowers cholesterol by 10%.
So, what are today's health tips? Eat a handful of nuts a day to cut your risk of heart disease in half and reduce your cholesterol.
Every morning that I have a smoothie, I put whatever is the ripe fruit that is available, and then 2 or 3 handful of nuts, and that is a perfect smoothie.
Other ways to incorporate nuts into your diet include topping salads with nuts instead of croutons, or adding them on pizza and pasta. There is your tip for the day on how you can live healthier longer.
Proverbs 17 verse 22 tells us, "A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones." Stay with us now as Stephen Adetumbe puts this beautiful verse to song.
A merry heart doeth good, doeth good like medicine. Good like medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. But a broken spirit drieth the bones. A merry heart maketh a cheerful, maketh a cheerful countenance. A merry maketh a cheerful, maketh a cheerful countenance. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. But a broken spirit drieth the bones. But a broken spirit drieth the bones. A merry heart doeth good, doeth good like medicine. Proverbs 17, verse 22, and chapter 15, verse 13. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine.
We hope you're finding our program worthwhile this morning. Don't forget, you can share us with a friend by visiting our website at hopetv.org/wakeup. Check out our YouTube channel as well. Simply search Wake Up with Hope and keep up with us on each one of our episodes. We'll be right back. When we return, we will have a special prayer session led by the Let's Pray team. Stay with us.
Welcome back. We are so blessed today on Wake Up with Hope.
Are you longing for more in your walk with Jesus? Do you long for more power, power to live a life for God? Power to overcome and be victorious? Prayer is the key. Prayer brings power, and today the Let's Pray team joins us to lead us out in special prayer, and we encourage you to keep up with prayer in your own life as well.
Hello, hello. My name is Season Cromwell. I'm one of two hosts for Hope Channel's Let's Pray, and today we're coming together, and I want to pray for you. I hope that you're having a good day so far, but even if this is the moment, this is the time we get to come together and seek encouragement bring our needs to the Father. And today we're going to be praying about so many things that are going on economically, health, and physically all around the globe. There are shortages, there are food crises, there's political crises, just so many things happening around the world. And I really want to pray for those things and thank Jesus that He is our provider, especially in the midst of what seems like chaos, because we know that God is not the author of chaos. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I praise you that you are not the author of chaos, Jesus. And I just pray for your kingdom order over your people, over your churches, and over our planet, our entire globe, Heavenly Father. Jesus, I thank you that you are where we can go to, Lord. And I thank you that right in the middle of financial crisis, health crisis, Heavenly Father, food shortages, the things that are going on around the world where children are starving. Jesus, your word still rings true. Father, that you are Jehovah Jireh. You're not just our provider, Father, but you are the one who sees ahead of time and makes a way. And I don't know always how to reconcile children starving and children dying with the word of truth where it says that you are Jehovah Jireh. But in the midst of my lack of understanding, Father, I know that one does not negate the other, that you are indeed the way, the truth, and the life, and that you see the suffering and the pain and the heartache, Lord. And Jesus, I know that no matter what our circumstances are, your word says that we are complete in Christ, that we lack nothing. And Heavenly Father, it's easy for me to pray that sitting in a comfortable chair, dressed in nice clothing with makeup and my hair done and sitting in a home with air conditioning right now. But Father, when I got sober, it was not easy to confess with my mouth that I am complete in Christ when I was still hearing voices. After I had spent months sleeping in my car or spending time without food and without rest. And Heavenly Father, I pray that this community, whether in abundance or in lack, that Heavenly Father, you would help us to confess the word of truth, not because it feels good, but because Jesus, when we speak the truth about who we are in you and who you are, Jesus, it changes the atmosphere around us. Where the enemy seeks by these crises and these financial situations and the lack of food, Heavenly Father, to get us to speak despair, and Heavenly Father, to become crushed under the weight of these things, Jesus, Lord, we can speak the truth of who we are and who you are, regardless of our circumstances. Your goodness never fails. And Lord, I pray that there would be a fortitude pouring out of your holy people in the name of Jesus, where we would be able to continue to see your goodness, to walk in your word, and Heavenly Father, to know that on this side of heaven or on the other side, you are our provider. That you have not ever left us, forsaken us, or turned your back on us. And I praise you for these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Family, I pray a holy fortitude over you today, and I ask the Father continuously on our behalves to build us up inside and to help us to have courage and encouragement, not only for us in the midst of the struggle and the crisis around the globe, but so that we might be that light in the world for others as well. It is to our Father's glory that we bear much fruit, and that fruit will feed others and produce more fruit. So family, take courage. Hang on. Help is on the way. God bless you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. You know, we have a devotional message now from Jesus 101 coming right up after this short break.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. We are happy you're with us this morning.
It's now time for our devotional thought. Jesus 101 is sharing with us this morning.
Hello, everyone. Today I want to talk to you about dry seasons. Fear not dry seasons. And I want to start by telling you about my mother's oatmeal cookies. She used to make these for me, and now that she's no longer here, my aunts make these for me. And they're very nutritious and they are delicious, but they have all kinds of ingredients, moist ingredients and dry ingredients and sweet and salty. But all of it together makes for these awesome oatmeal cookies. And have you noticed that life is like that too? We get all kinds of things, but the end result, that God is in charge, it's a wonderful thing, but it does have dry seasons and moist seasons and sweet seasons and not so sweet. And we need to trust that God knows what He's doing and that He will get us through the dry seasons. So today we're going to talk about, fear not, dry seasons. And for that, we're going to go to 1 Kings chapter 17. This is the prophet Elijah, and there is a big problem going on. There's a king, Ahab, who has done evil in the sight of the Lord. As a matter of fact, you can read in the previous chapter, 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 30 says, Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord, more than all who were before him. He actually led Israel into a very strong Baal worship. And I need to tell you a little bit about this before we start. Elijah is the one that is going to confront the king with this. And Elijah, the name means the Lord is God. Yahweh is God. Elijah. And Baal is supposed to be the Lord of rain and dew. So they always talked about this pagan god as the Lord of rain and dew. So the first thing that is going to happen is that God is going to target that to show them that that Baal is not God at all. And chapter 17 of 1 Kings, verse 1, Elijah the Tishbite, who was at the settlers of Gilead, said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, surely there shall be neither dew nor rain these years, except by my word." It's interesting that he mentions both dew and rain, because Baal was supposed to be the god of dew and rain. And so he says there's going to be a drought until the word of the Lord comes back. And so we start wondering what's going to happen with the prophet Elijah. You know, he says there's not going to be any rain, but where is he going to go? Where is he going to hide from this king? How is he going to eat? Well, God is going to provide for him through the drought, because the drought had a purpose. It had a greater purpose in the in the history of Israel. And it's interesting, because when we go to verse 3, God gives the prophet the next step for him. He says, "Go away from here and turn eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith, which is east of the Jordan. And it shall be that you will drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to provide for you there." God was in charge not just of the rain and of the brook and of the waters, but of all of nature. He was commanding the ravens to feed Elijah. And we are told here in verse 6 that the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he would drink from the brook. And so he's being provided for. He's not going to die in this drought, because God is with him and he's going to see him through it. And it's interesting, because in verse 7 it says, "But it happened after a while that the brook dried up." And so you say, "Well, but he was a prophet of God. He must have known everything that was going to happen, right?" No, that's not the way God works. He gives you only the next step. He doesn't give you the whole map. So he says to Elijah, "Now you're going to go to the land of Sidon." Verse 9, "I rise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." Sidon, Tyre and Sidon, this is the territory where the evil Jezebel came from. Her father was in charge in that territory, and they were all pagans, and they worshiped Baal. And God has chosen a widow over there in that other side to provide for Elijah. Elijah gets there probably with some questions because, you know, widows were not really rich. This must be a really rich widow. But no, he gets there. And if you continue reading, and I hope you read all of chapter 17, it's fascinating. He finds a widow there and says, please bring me a piece of bread in your hand. And she says, as the Lord your God lives, I have no bread, only a handful of flour in the bowl and a little oil in the jar. And I'm gathering a few sticks to prepare for me and my son, and then we will eat and die because we have no more. And Elijah says, no, God will provide. And here we get the do not fear, verse 13. Elijah said to her, do not fear. And then he says that God is going to do a miracle. Thus says the Lord God, verse 14, the bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, and the jar of oil will not be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain on the face of the earth. It's interesting because God was teaching the prophet that he would provide for them daily. And he provided for them for him daily at the brook, and now he provides for him and the widow and the son daily. You know, it's interesting because God doesn't give us the map. I always wish that God would give me a map with all the seasons, the dry seasons, the moist seasons, the sweet, the salty, to see what the cookie of my life was going to look like. But God doesn't work like that. He gives you a map and you open the map and all you have is one spot that says you're here and this is your next step. And so he says to Elijah, go to the brook and the ravens will feed you. And then he says, okay, now you go to this other place, Zarephath, and the widow will feed you. And then he kept doing this, right? He kept giving him only the next step, not the whole map, just one step at a time. And he does the same with us. And we can trust him in dry seasons, that he will give us the next step and the next step and the next step. So twice already, God has defeated death, you know, because Elijah didn't die by the brook because he was fed by the ravens and drank from the brook. And now the widow and Elijah and the son of the widow also are not going to die because God will do a miracle and they will have the little amount of flour and the little amount of oil every day because God will provide for them. And then the child of the widow died. And Elijah resurrected the child. This is all in just chapter 17, how God brought life and life and life when death was supposed to be around. And this is how he works. There is a greater purpose, and God makes all things work together for those who love him, for his redeeming purposes. That beautiful verse in Romans 8:28, all things work together for God's purposes for those who love him. Yeah, this story became an example that Jesus used in one of his sermons in Luke 4, showing how the grace of God is greater than we imagined. So remember this, only salvation was once and for all. Only salvation was done once and for all. Everything else is done daily. God gives us only the next step, the next step, and the next step. And he puts it all together to bring a greater purpose, a beautiful thing. So if you are in a dry season today, remember, fear not dry seasons. God will see you through.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Yes, thank you very much. You know, if you would like to learn more about us or want to share with a friend, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And don't forget, tomorrow morning we'll be right back here. We're going to have music by Chris James, a devotional thought from John Bradshaw, creamy carrot soup from Living in the Kitchen, and so much more. You are sure to be blessed, so don't miss it.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more about God's amazing plan, visit hope.study to receive your very own free Bible study guides.
That's hope.study for your free Bible study guides. And be sure to check out our website as well. We're sure you'll find something just for you.
And before we go, we want to leave you with today's Bible promise. It says, those who trust in their riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf. That's found in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 28.
That's excellent. I want to thrive like that green leaf. Amen. Alive and full of energy. It's a beautiful and amazing promise to take us into our new day.
Amen. Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, today, Lord, we want to just surrender our lives to you. We want to be completely dependent on you because we know, Lord, for us to have life and to have it more abundantly? We cannot do it, live it apart from you. We need you. So Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit. And yes, Lord, fill us with hope. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.